Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about multiplied seed. Today, Paul will be talking about an everlasting covenant. Let's join Paul now as he teaches on everlasting covenant.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We've been talking about this dream and this vision that God has given to us, and we've been talking and discussing on how we can build on this dream, how we can build on this vision, and the things that God has made accessible to us to where we can do this dream. And to make this vision a reality, to bless him, and also to be a blessing to ourselves. We talked last week about how God told Abraham that he was going to give him a son. And of course, we know the story where Abraham said he was old, and Sarah was old. So he tried to step out of God's will and take matters in his own hands. And we know the story on that where Ishmael and Isaac were born. And God told Abraham, no, I do not want Ishmael. It is going to be Isaac. He is the one the promises are coming through. And that just a lesson that we can learn even through that. If we try to do this on our own and try to make this dream and a vision on our own works and our own ability, we're going to fail. We are not going to achieve that dream and we're not going to achieve that vision. Only if we do what God commands us to do and asks us to do, and then we can achieve and do what God wants us to do. God has promised that he will never leave us. He said he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will be our guide. He will be our strength. And all we have to do is to depend on him and trust him, and he will make it a reality. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about an everlasting covenant. Paul compared the old covenant to Abraham's son Ishmael because it was dependent upon the flesh. That's where I said Abraham stepped out on his own, thought he had to help God, which he didn't, and so Ishmael came on the scene. He compared the new covenant to Isaac because it is based upon faith. And see, if Abraham would have just trusted in God and believed in God and put his faith in God, all that other wouldn't have happened. But he stepped out and he quit trusting God. And the quickening power of the Holy Spirit can work. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are allegory, for these are the two covenants. And the word allegory means a story, a poem, or picture to reveal a hidden meaning. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And you can read that in Galatians 4, 22, 24, 28, and 31. God told Abraham that his promised seed would come through Isaac. We are children of the promise because we are the spiritual seed of Abraham and Isaac, birthed by the Spirit and not by the flesh. God gave Abraham the title deed of the land of Israel forever. And you can read that story in Genesis 17, verse 8. Oh, if Israel had only comprehended this promise, They would never have halted at the border of their promised land. They would have not feared, doubted, or turned back into the wilderness, wandering for 40 years. 40 years that they didn't have to wander. All they had to do was believe God, trust God. How about us? Are we wandering in the desert, so to speak? Are we wondering why we can't get this vision? Why we can't make this dream a reality? Are we not trusting in God? Are we not putting our faith in God, knowing that if He gave it to us, He's going to see it through, and He's going to accomplish it through us only if we trust Him and believe Him and have faith in Him? If we try to do it on our own, yes, we're going to be wandering in the desert for 40 years and get nothing done but be miserable. But if we put our faith and trust in God, the things that God can accomplish through us, through that vision and that dream that He gave to us. The land was to be theirs forever. While there is a prophetic meaning in this promise to Israel, there is also a spiritual application to believers. In Genesis 13:17, God commanded Abraham to arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. God is saying to us, to you, to me, don't limit me. Get up, walk through your spiritual inheritance, the full length, the full breadth of it. He has given it to you, to me. All we have to do is trust God and step out in faith and to accomplish what God has given to us. Abraham didn't see that land. He didn't have Google Maps back then where he could kind of spread it all out and look, okay, this is here, that's there. Okay. And he went into it completely blind. He had no idea. He's never been to that land before, but God said, I will give it to you. Get up and walk it. Claim it. Go take it. And what did Abraham do? He didn't say, well, God, kind of send me a topography map so I can see what I'm doing. No. He got up by faith and he walked and he claimed that land that God promised him. The same with us. God gave us a vision. God gave us a dream. All we have to do is get up and walk and do what God has commanded us to do by faith. One of the most powerful declarations in this passage is that this covenant was established between God, Abraham, and his seed, which is us, as an everlasting covenant. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and my seed after thee in generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and unto your seed after you. That's in Genesis 17:7. God declared that he would be a God unto us and unto his seed and after all of these things. This is an everlasting covenant, meaning the covenant did not end with the death of Abraham. It did not cease with the death of Isaac. It was not voided when Jacob passed on. In fact, it was repeatedly reconfirmed down through the years, and it's been confirmed to us today in the 20th century that that covenant still stands, that God is still behind that covenant, and that he has promised it to each and every one of us. It is an eternal covenant confirmed finally once and for all by the blood of Jesus Christ. God's promises did not die with Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They are extended to you through Jesus Christ. So rise up spiritually and walk through the land of your destiny that God has given to you. All we have to do is step out in faith and claim these promises. And the Bible is full of promises that God is going to be there, that God is going to help us, that God is going to make this dream and this vision a reality. And all the blessings that will be upon you if we would just step out in faith and trust in God. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you that this covenant that you made with Abraham still stands with us today. that, Father, that we can claim that covenant, that we can claim that promise that you will not go back, that you will not break your word, that you will not break that promise that you have swore to Abraham and to us. Father, we thank you that we can be partakers of this covenant, that we can trust in you and believe in you and knowing that you are going to see us through. Father, we could step on our faith and we can walk the length and the breadth and the width of this vision and this dream that you have given to each and every one of us, that we can walk through this and claim it through you, through your word. Father, help us to know that we can depend upon you, that you are there to help us. Guide us, I pray, and help us to make this dream that you have given us and this vision that you have put in our hearts a reality for you. Father, help us to overcome our fears. Help us to overcome our doubts, that we can put our trust fully in you. And Father, we thank you that we can come to you and that you are there to help us. Be with us, I pray, and touch each and every one of us that is hearing this word, that this will go into their hearts and that will strengthen them and encourage them, I pray. Father, we ask you all of this in your precious, wonderful Son's name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teachings and Everlasting Covenant. Join Paul next week as he talks about possessing the gates. Harvest Time International Living Truth Bible College furnished all the material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.